Bezos Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Mem Gimel. We left off at the Mishnah on the very bottom, Mem Beis and Mem Beis. A good morning to Reb Mordechai, to David Yoshua, to Chana Chenach, to Avi. Welcome back from Florida. To Dr. Joti Yitzhak Yosef, to Rav Eliezer Dov, to Yisrael Moshe, to Gershon Eitan, to Tzvika, and to Shlomo David. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hamudar Hanami Chaveiro, a person who swears not to get, Ruvain swears not to get any benefit from Shimon. So, says the Mishnah very fascinatingly, Lo Yashilenu Velo Yishal Mimenu. So, not only if Ruvain swears not to get any benefit from Shimon, not only can Shimon not lend Ruvain an object, Ruvain can't lend Shimon an object. What's the matter with that? How in the world, if Ruvain swears not to get any benefit from Shimon, why is it a problem for Ruvain to lend Shimon something? He's not getting any benefit from Shimon. So we'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about that. But Hamudim Hanami Chavero, if Ruvain swears not to get any benefit from Shimon, Lo Yashi Lenu, not only can Shimon not lend Ruvain, Lo Yishal Mimenu, Shimon also can't borrow from Ruvain. And similarly, not only with objects, Lo Yalvenu, he can't lend him money, Lo Yilvenu Mimenu, and he can't borrow money from him. Lo Yimkarlo, not only can he not sell him property, Lo Yikach Mimenu, he can't even buy property from him. One of the issues discussed in the Rishonim over here is, are we talking here about a scenario where Shimon said, I don't want to get any benefit from Ruvain? Or did Shimon asser Ruvain stuff on him, or did he asser on himself? In other words, did I say, are we talking about, did I just say, I don't want to get any benefit from you? Or I said, your property is going to be usher on me. Not that I'm not going to get any benefit from, but your property is not going to be usher. As whether the focus was on himself or the focus was on the stuff of somebody else. Either way, lechora, that's what the Rishonim say. Either way, it shouldn't make any difference. But it may be a difference. The Rishonim start talking about, maybe that could have an impact. Is it a bigger chiddush to say both or just one of those? So, the Ran isn't clear. Tosfos in Dibur Maaseh Hamudar, a short little Tosfos. Tosfos Maaseh Hamudar. Take a look at the Tosfos on the towards the bottom of the page. Tosfos says Hamudar Nami Chaveiro. Shechaveiro he diro shelo yanu imenu. Right. In other words, there's two ways this could be. Either I can say to you, you can't get any benefit from me, or you say, you won't get any benefit from me. There's two ways I could ask you, Bana. I could say to you, you can't get any benefit from me, or you could say yourself, you don't want to get any benefit from me. So Tosfos learns that it's where I say to you, you can't get any benefit from me. However, the Bar Tanura, in his explanation of the Mishnah, says that the Mishnah is talking about either way. No, the Bar Tanura says, I'm sorry, the Bar Tanura says, well, the Mishnah says, no, Shimon asked on himself getting any benefit from Ruvain. Not that he asked Ruvain from getting any benefit from him, he asked on himself not to get any benefit from Ruvain. Not that Ruvain said Shimon can't get any benefit from Ruvain, but Shimon himself said Shimon can't get any benefit from Ruvain. That's the way he learns. And the Tosfos Yontif says that the Bar Tanura did not mean that it should be Dafka that way, and he's not arguing on Tosfos. Rather, he means both. And he asks against him that if the Mishnah is talking about all the cases, well, then the Mishnah should have used the language of where the guy asked himself. Why is the Mishnah talking about asking the other person? If it really applies to both, whether I asked you or you asked yourself on my stuff, the Mishnah should have said that case because it's a bigger chiddush. And this is going to be one of the key points to the sugya. Even though I didn't cause you to asser on yourself, nevertheless, though we say it's asser in both directions. See, you might have thought that it's only in a case, even though you didn't cause this, I caused it on you. Nevertheless, it's usher in both directions. You might have thought, it's only usher in both directions if you usher it on yourself. But if I usher it on you, so maybe I'm the bad guy. So then if I usher it on you, so then you can't borrow from me, but I could borrow from you. I'm the guy who usher it. You had nothing to do with it. So one might have thought that way. Well, however, others disagree. And the explanation of the Ma'arich on the Mishnayos, he quotes that no. The Ma'arich on the Mishnayos writes that he held in the words of the Tosfos Yadda that no, the Mishnah is talking about the case where I asked it on you. And there's a bigger chiddush in that direction. So that's one of the issues that's discussed. Because again, just the main point I want to highlight here is that there's two ways that I could ask that Shlomo David could be usher from getting benefit from me. Either I could say to him, you can't get benefit from me, or you could say yourself. And there might be differences in with the way the Rishonim say. Let's continue, says the Gemara. Bishlama. What's that?
How is it the same if he says?
Again, he could say, I'm not getting any benefit from Kamenetsky stuff. Or Kamenetsky could say, I'm forbidding you from getting benefit from my stuff.
So it's two different people saying it.
Exactly, yeah. So the question is there any halachic difference? If he asks, you know, the Mishnah here is saying it goes in both directions, so the Rishonim argued, would you taka say it goes in both directions if in either case or no? Maybe only if he asks on himself everything for me, then it goes in both directions. But if I ask it, so he never asks it on himself, so maybe in the other direction it could go. Says the Gemara, Bishlama lo yalvenu. So the Gemara asked the obvious question over here. Bishlama lo yalvenu. I understand that if Shlomo David asked himself from getting hana from me, so I can't lend him to Kamahanile, because by lending him money, he can now go into business, take the money, and go invest it. I gave him benefit by lending him money. Ella lo yalvehemenu, my Kamahanile. But if Shlomo David asked it on himself to get benefit from me, why can't he lend me? What hana is he getting if he lends me money? Now, comes along the Achronim and say, why do you say that there's no hana? If Shlomo David swore not to get any benefit from me, so the Gemara says, what benefit if he lends me money? What benefit is he getting by lending me money? So very good. So the Achronim here ask, very related, they don't ask exactly, is it a mitzvah to lend someone money? Yeah, Eli says that that's the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to lend money. Gevaldik. But Eli, mitzvah is lav lehanas nenu. So mitzvah, that would not itself be a hana, because that's a great kasha. But mitzvah is lav lehanas nenu. But they ask a very similar kasha, Eli. The Sefer, Parshas Nedarim, and the Rashash both ask. They do ask what Eli said. Number one, he did a chesed for me. And when you do a chesed, you get enjoyment. You can't, you're right, the mitzvah is lav lehanas nenu, but just doing a chesed for a person, we know in yeshiva, Eli's in charge of giving everybody chesed. When you go do chesed, it's not true. It's not only the other person who's getting out of it. When you do chesed, you get out of it also. You feel good about yourself. So that's one thing. You're getting benefit that you're lending somebody money. Number two, the pasuk says, Eved loyve l'ish malve. Like if he lends me money, so I'm a little bit indebted to him. I'm indebted to him a little bit that he did me a favor. So he also feels good about that fact. So the answer, no. Since I'm intending to get my benefit from it, yeah, Shlomo David gets a little bit of side benefit from it, but that's not considered to be his benefit. It's just by the side. The Iker benefit is me getting the benefit. And furthermore, so one of the Parshas Nedarim writes, in the entire Maseches Nedarim, feeling good about yourself is not considered to be legit hana that you could put a price on. You can't put a monetary value on it. When we talk about hana in this Masechta, it means something that's worth monetary value. The fact that you feel good about yourself, that you did a chesed to somebody, that's not significant enough. The other question they ask is, the Gemara Maseches Kedushin talks about that there is a type of hana. Why, Adam Chasha, very good. Yeah, Adam Chasha, right? If I give a gift to the President of the United States and he takes the gift from me, I got hana from the fact that the Gemara says you can be Mekadesh and Isha with that. That is legit. So maybe in the case of where if he lends me money, but I'm an Adam Chashev, I'm not so Chashev, but let's say he lent me, I really was an Adam Chashev. If he lent me money, so he gets benefit of the fact that I accepted a gift from him or I accepted a loan from him. Oh, I need him. So the Gemara in Kedushin says that, okay, so they asked that Kasha. He's Nishar B'Tzarech Ian. Fine. Let's continue.
What point does Satana fall into Ribbis?
Oh, that's another question. Should be Ribbis, because I did you... Well, look, by that logic, every loan should be Ribbis by definition, because I get a little extra benefit. Well, maybe that's Taka the Raya, that it's not considered to be a monetary Hana. It's a nice thing, I feel good, but it's not a monetary Hana. Good morning, Jeremy. Here we go. Now, Sugmar says, Ubishlam lo yalvenu, lo yalva heimenu, velo yikachimenu. I understand that Shlomo David swore not to get any benefit from me, so he can't lend me. I understand lending me or purchasing or selling to me. We could, buying from me. We could have said, Dukamas Hanimine. I understand that because in that case, you get Hana why? So the Rishonim say, let's say, if Shlomo David swore not to get a benefit from me, says the Gemara, I understand he can't lend to me. Because maybe he'll lend me bad coins and I'll give him back better coins. So maybe that could, or he's looking to get rid of the property. So even though he didn't buy from me, he swore not to get married, but he sold to me. But he's looking to unload the property. It wasn't such a good property. So maybe he's benefiting even though he's selling and not buying. However, lending and borrowing, Elo Yishal Heimenu, my comes Hanimene. If Shlomo David swears not to get any benefit and he lends me something, what did he get out of lending me something? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Kigon. Oh, no, so there's two answers to this, Rabbi Yosi. Two answers. So Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina gives the obvious answer. It's so obvious. Question is, what's the Chiddush? Amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina, no. Kigon Shenaju Hana Zeh Mizeh. No. The Mishnah is talking about a case where not only did Shlomo David say he doesn't want to get Hana from me, I also said, am I going to get Hana from him? Oh, yeah, if it's going in both directions, so then, obviously, you can't lend or you can't borrow. Now, what's the obvious question? Well, then what's the Chiddush of that? So, the Chiddush is that we follow Rabbi Eliezer, that because if you ask yourself, if he lent you something, is that really worth money? Like, so that's Vitter. Maybe that's like the case of Vitter. So the Chiddush is, Vitter Asur B'Mudr Hana, that even things that people normally aren't so makbid on. Yeah, you want to borrow my things, I guess, I don't know, nowadays people maybe are more makbid about that, but it doesn't really bother me. You're going to borrow something of mine, I mean, you know, you need a rake to rake your leaves or something, you need, so I'll lend you my thing. It's not considered to be, people don't necessarily pay for it. Just stuff that, you know, I want to borrow some salt, I want to borrow something little. People aren't usually makbid about that. You go to your next door neighbor to borrow a little bit of salt, you're not going to charge somebody for that. So even though you would think it's not really worth anything, even that's aser. Vitter aser b'mudr hana. That's the Chiddush. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Abai Omar, no. Abai says, no. We're talking about a case where only Shlomo David said he's not going to get a benefit from me, but he's still not allowed to lend me. Why? Says the Gemara. Amar Abai, Gzeira lish'o mishum lahashil. V'chein b'kulu. You know why he's not allowed to lend me? We're afraid if he lends me, I'm going to come to lend him. In other words, once we develop this connection, we're afraid if he lends me, I'm going to come to lend him. V'chein b'kulu. And it's true also when it comes to Mekach. If we have time at the end of the day, we'll come back to this. There's a long discussion that we've shown about when to apply this. Says the next Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah has two halves. The first half of this Mishnah is really connected to the last Mishnah. And the second half is a brand new story. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Amar lo hashileni parascha. So, Shlomo David swore not to get any benefit from me. So, then he comes over to me and he says, I'm sorry. No, there's no nether yet. Amar lo hashileni parascha. Reuven says to Shimon, lend me your cow. Amar lo, eina pnuya. Sorry, my cow is not available to be lent to you. And then Reuven gets angry at Shimon for not lending him his cow. So Reuven says to Shimon, Konam Sadai Shani Chorish Bala Olam. I swear never to get benefit from that cow in my field. I swear that I will never plow my field with your cow. So if Reuven usually would himself plow his field, who aser v'chol adam mutar? So I'm aser to plow, But somebody else would be able to use Shlomo, Shimon's ox to plow Reuven's field. Someone else could use the plow. However, because we say he only meant on himself. However, if he does not usually do the plowing, he usually hires somebody else to plow his field, he doesn't plow it himself, well then that's probably what he meant. So then everybody is asur to plow his field. Since it's not his derech to be choresh, he didn't intend to only asur on himself. He meant, I'm not going to hire anybody to plow with your cow in my field. That's the end of the first half of the Mishnah. That's connected a little bit to the last Mishnah. And now, the next half of the Mishnah is really a whole new story. And this is, if Reuven swears not to get any benefit from Shimon, is there any way that Shimon could give benefit to Reuven? Reuven swore not to benefit, or Shimon swore that Reuven can't get any benefit from Shimon, and then he sees he really needs help, is there a way that he could give it to him in a mutter fashion? Three cases. And Rabbi Yossi is going to argue, and there's going to be machlokas that we've shown him. Does Rabbi Yossi argue only on case number three, or does he argue on all three cases in the Mishnah? Let's see. Hamudr hana mechaveiro. If Reuven swears not to get any benefit from Shimon, or if Shimon swears that Reuven can't get any benefit from him, ve'ein lo ma yochal. Reuven has no food to eat, and Shimon's the only guy around, and Reuven swore not to get any benefit from him. He wants to help him out. He has no food to eat. Now, the Rishonim say over here, at least Tosis and the Rush. Tosis and the Rush both say, this is lav dafka if Imamish has no food to eat. Doesn't just mean he's Imamish starving. Doesn't mean that way. But that's just a normal kind of a scenario where the guy will want to give him something. That's one example of where the guy will want. But it doesn't have to be where he's on his deathbed. Dafka. But any kind of situation that he needs it. Take a look at Tosus Hamudr. Tosus Hamudr. Hamudr. It's about seven lines from the bottom. See the small letters? Tosus. Hamudr anami chaver ve'elo mayochal. Yelech v'chulin. Urcha de milsa katani. Tosus says, this is just a usual way type of scenario, but it doesn't have to be specifically in this case where the guy, this is the only kind of situation where you could do this. It's just an example. It's the classic example. The Shita Mugubetzis quotes that some disagree, that say, no, this kind of a heter is only a last resort where the guy mamish has nothing to eat. We only allow you to do this indirect kind of hana in a scenario where the guy mamish has nothing to eat. So, machlokas are Rishonim. Hamudr anachameve in lo ma yochal. Holich. So, what can Shimon do? Reuven swore not to get any benefit from Shimon, and now Reuven has nothing to eat. So, what can Shimon do to help him out? So, we've seen this earlier in the Masechta. Holich etzel hachen vani. So, Shimon can go to a storekeeper in the area. Shimon can go to a storekeeper. Vaomer ish ploni. No, he goes to the storekeeper. He says, you know, my old friend Reuven, he got angry with me, and he made a neder not to get any benefit from me. And I don't know what I could do to help him. Hint, hint. Just like you got a hint to the housekeeper to turn off the light or turn on the light. So, now, what's clear from this is it's usher for Shimon to tell the storekeeper, please give Reuven some food and I'll pay you back. That he can't say. Because then it's like he's his shliach, and then it's the same as he doing it himself. But he could say, I don't know what we can do to help him. You have any ideas? So an idea should be, he's saying, he'll give him the food and I'll pay you back. Vehu no sing lo ubav noto mizeh. So the halacha is, the storekeeper can give him the food, and he can come collect the money from Shimon. That's okay, as long as I don't specifically tell him to do it. And says, so that's case number one. Haya beso livnos, or similarly, this is also part of case number one. The guy needed to build a house. Kidero ligdar, he needed to build a fence. Sadei liktar, he needed to harvest his field. Holech etzel apolim. So, similarly, the guy can go to the workers. Va'omer ish ploni mudarat mimena hana. He can go to the workers And he could say to them, Ish ploni mudu mimena hana. Listen, I know you. This guy said he can't have any of them ma'asa. Maybe he'll go, you know, I don't know what we could do to help him. These are the workers that usually work, and they're there in the middle of building his house, and he didn't have money to pay them, so they stopped working. So somebody else goes, well, you know, maybe, let's see, if there's something we could do to help him. So they can finish the job, and they can go collect the money from the other guy. That's case number one. Case number two. You hear this? So, Shimon swore not to get any benefit from Reuven. And Reuven and Shimon are walking together in the desert. And Reuven has food, Shimon has no food. He runs out of food. And he swore not to get any benefit from Reuven. Reuven has food, Shimon doesn't have any food. They're walking along. Now, the Rishonim say, even though in the first case it was Lav Dafka Ein Lo Ma Yochal, the second case, this is Dafka. This is Dafka. Because this is more direct. This is more direct. So this is only permitted if Yimamish has no food to eat. So, Ve'ein Lo Ma Yochal, he doesn't have food to eat. Dafka. So says Tosas in this case.
Or you just put that in the food and say...
Let's see. Very good. No saying, Le'echad... L'shum matana, so you could find somebody else who's there, find another guy, give it to the third guy, give it to Levi. So Reuven can give it to Levi as a gift. No saying lecha l'shum matana, I can give it to you as a gift. Vahala mutter ba. Then Levi can give it to Shimon. Reuven gives it to Levi, and Levi gives it to Shimon. Now, this heter, says the Rishonim, is only if when Shimon made the neder, he said, I'm not getting any benefit from Reuven. But if he pointed to this food and said, I'm not going to get any benefit from this food, then we saw before, even if it goes to Levi in the middle, it's still this food he's not allowed to benefit from. So, says the Ran, earlier on Membezim and Bez, enemy Eri. Okay, fine. So, no son of Shem, Allah... Muturba. That's case number two. And now case number three. Im eini mayim acher. But what do you do if there's nobody else around? So Dr. Joe said, meiniach al haselo al hageder. This is the third case, which is arguably the most direct case for Mordechai. You could put it down on a rock or put it down on the fence. Va'omer, harehei mufkaran lakol mishi yachbots. Hefker koine. You could say, I'm making this food hefker for anybody who wants it. Bahala no tova ochel. And the other guy can come and take the hefker food. V'Rabbi Yossi oser. Rabbi Yossi says, no. That's too direct. Case number three, Rabbi Yossi asks. Now there's going to be a machlokes. Did Rabbi Yossi disagree only in case number three because that's too direct? Or did Rabbi Yossi Aser in all three cases? So, simple pshat. Take a look at Tosas Dibra Maschil Harei. Harei Hein Mufkarin. And Harei Hein Mufkarin. Take a look at Tosas on the bottom of the page. Small letters. Four lines in the bottom on the page. Harei Hein Mufkarin. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Mefarsh B'Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Yossi's logic is. And so Tosfos says, and we'll see in a second in the Gemara what Rabbi Yossi's like. Gemara is going to present two possible explanations of what Rabbi Yossi's logic is. Two possible explanations. Says Tosfos, the first one, my time with Rabbi Yossi, Kasavar Hefker Kamatana Mamatana Yochel Laksar Ad to Osilushus Makabel Lohavi Klum Ad to Osiliado Af Hefker Ad Osilushus Zoichel. Maybe we should see the Gemara first. Let's see. Tosis is going to say that Rabbi Yossi only asks on case number three. However, the Rashba and Ksubas says it depends which reasoning of the Gemara Rabbi Yossi you say. If you say one of the reasonings of the Gemara Rabbi Yossi, then he's only arguing on case number three. If you say the other reasoning, maybe he's arguing on all three. So says the Rashba. It's not clear from the language of the Mishnah whether Rabbi Yossi only argues on case number three, on all three cases. So let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that this business, Dr. Joe, of putting the food down on the rock is no good? Why not? Sounds like a very good thing. He made it hefker. The other guy was zeicher from the hefker. My time with Rabbi Yossi kasavar hefker kematana. Rabbi Yossi holds hefker is the same, has the same status as matana. Ma matana ad asya mirushus lirushus hamakab mirushus noisin lirushus mekabel. Just like when it comes to a gift. Let's say I want to give Shlomo David a gift. So I go to the store, I buy it, and I give it to Avi. I say, Avi, go bring it to Shlomo David, give him the gift. And let's say halfway through, I change my mind. I don't want to give him the gift anymore. I already gave it to Avi. Can I back out? Yeah, of course I could back out. Till Shlomo gets the gift, I could still back out. Same thing over here. Af hefker, right? Af hefker, ad aslush zoicha. When I make something hefker, it doesn't fully leave my rishus. I could back out and change my mind until somebody else gets it. So the pshat is it's really still mine until somebody else takes it. If it's still mine until he takes it, so it turns out I gave it directly to him. I didn't make it hefker and he got it from hefker. It's considered to be I gave it directly to him. So it's a problem. Oh, it's a problem. So that's Rabbi Yossi. But the Chachamim disagree. Tanakam of the Mishnah says, no, if I make something hefker, it becomes hefker right away, and I can't back out right away. So that's one explanation. Masiv Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba asked against Rabbi Yochanan. Masiv always is a question against an Amora from a Tana. I should say it's always a question from a higher source onto a lower source. 99 out of 100 times, it's from a Tana against an Amora. So here Rabbi Yochanan gave a reasoning. Masiv Rabbi Abba, we have a Brisa. Hala notel v'ochel. The other guy could take it. Rabbi Yossi Oser. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Amasai, when do I say you can't take it? Bisman shenidro kodem lehefkero. That's where the neder came before making it hefker. Aval imhaya hefkero kodem lenidro. If he made it hefker first and then he made a neder, hareze mutter. Then Rabbi Yossi agrees the guy's allowed to take it. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan's logic is the right logic, if the logic is whenever you make something hefker, it's not out of your rishus yet, why should it make any difference whether the hefker came before the neder or the neder came before the hefker? Either case, it should be usser, according to Rabbi Yossi. So why does Rabbi Yossi agree? If you made the hefker first, why should it make a difference? Answers the Gemara, who mosif lo, who mishani lo? So Rabbi Abba asked the Kasha. But Rabbi Abba, after he asked the Kasha, he himself gave the explanation. No. Kol ha-noder ein data amashe hifker. Someone who makes a neder against someone, he's not intending to asa those things that he already made hefker. If I already made a hefker, in my mind, it's out of my head. It's not included in my neder. If I say Shlomo David can't get any benefit from me, stuff that I already made hefker is not included in my neder. Okay, so that didn't knock it off. So we knock it off from somewhere else. Masiv Rava. So Rava asked a different shaila against. So first was Masiv Rabbi Abba. So Rava had a different kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. Miktsasan l'rishon kulan l'sheni rishon kana sheni lo kana. Let's say a guy's on his deathbed. He's a shchiv mira. Now the halacha of a shchiv mira is if I give all my money to somebody else on my deathbed, and then you get better, he heals, you get all the money back. Because we assume you only wanted to make such a gift because you thought you were going to die. If you end up not dying, you didn't mean to give the gift. But let's say a person gives part of his money away, so then even if he gets better, so then the gift is still a good gift. So what about in this case? Here you have a guy who's on his deathbed. So he writes, he says, I want to give half of my wealth to... So Reuven's on his deathbed. He says, I want to give half my wealth to Shimon. Then he says, I want to give all my wealth to Levi. So how do we view this? So Miktsasan L'Rishon V'Kulan L'Sheni. What's the halacha? Rishon Kana. So we say the first gift works, but Sheni Lo Kana. The second gift does not work. Now, how does this have any bearing on the case of where a guy made something hefker first and then he made a neder? So from so the Gemara means as follows. From the fact that the first guy is Kona and the second guy is not Kona, so this proves that when the guy gave all of his possessions to the second guy, we do not say that his intentions was just on the leftovers. You see, if his intention was just on the leftovers, so then neither gift should work. Because we're saying, oh, he gave away all his property. Half to the first guy and half to the second guy. He gave away all his property, so neither of them should work. By the fact that we say only the first gift works, we say that what the guy is intending to do, he's intending to back out on his first gift and give everything to the second gift. And he can't do that! If he's not intending to back out, then neither gift should have worked. From the fact that we say the first gift worked, we're saying that he intended to back out, and he can't back out. And therefore, the first gift works. We can prove from this, just like a guy who gives a second gift after giving the first gift, his intention is to give everything from the first gift also in the second gift. So too, if I make a neder, if Reuven says, to Shimon, you can't get any benefit from me, he means even the stuff that I already made hefker. Even the stuff that I already made hefker, I'm intending to give that back to you as well. So therefore, that rejects. So that's a question against. So here you see, we just said before that a guy who makes a nether is not intending on the hefker, but from this price you see he is intending on the hefker. So therefore the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava. Oh. So the Gemara now backs out. Even Rabbi Yossi holds. So because of this kasha, the Gemara now backs out. The Gemara holds that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that hefker, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that once I make something hefker, it leaves my rishus right away. Even before somebody else gets it, Rabbi Yossi agrees. And really, the guy should have been able to be zoicha from hefker. So we reject Rabbi Yochanan's first answer. We reject that answer. So El Amar Rava, Rava says we have to have a different reason. Why does Rabbi Yossi disagree and say that if I make it hefker, he can't take it from me? Why if I make it hefker, can he not take it from me? It can't be because when I make it hefker, it's still in my rishos, because we see from this case before that when I make something hefker, it's no longer in my rishos. Elo Amar Rava, Hainu Taima de Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic of Yossi? Gzeira Mishum Matnas Beis Choron. It's a gzeira because of the case of Matnas Beis Choron. What was the case of Matnas Beis Choron? The case of Matnas Beis Choron was as follows. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Zeda, Tata, and the son. The Zeda got upset at the Tata. Avram got upset at Yitzchak. So Avram made a neder. He's never going to benefit from Yitzchak's money. And lo and behold, Yitzchak has a son. And he wants to marry off his son, Avram's grandson. And Yitzchak feels badly that Avram made a neder never to get any benefit from Yitzchak. So Yitzchak's marrying off Yaakov. So Yitzchak says, now Yitzchak's paying for the whole wedding. So Yitzchak says, I want to give all the food of the wedding as a gift to my friend Levi, so that my father can come benefit from the wedding. So he goes over to Levi and says, listen, you know, I'm making a wedding. I want my father to be able to come to the wedding. So I'm giving you all the food for the wedding so that my father can come join in the wedding. Levi says, oh, you gave me all the food? Well, guess what? I'm here by making all the food of the wedding hekdesh. What are you doing? I just did it to my... No. Oh, you said you gave it to me as a gift. I'm making it hekdesh. So the Gemara says that in such a case,
the gift doesn't work because you're not really making it a gift. The haraya, you don't want it to be hektish. You didn't really give it to him as a gift. It's just a fake. It's just a trick. So in a case of where you say to somebody else, I'm giving you this food just so my father should be able to benefit from it, but it's not really a gift, such a gift doesn't work. So we're afraid that Rabbi Yossi says this thing doesn't work because it smells like the case of Beis Chorin, even though you said, oh, I'm making it hefker. But we're afraid that maybe you'll get confused and you'll make it hefker so that the guy should be able to eat it. And if you say it's hefker so that the other guy should be able to eat it, that doesn't work because that's a case of matnas Beis Chorin.
Is that different from lending a minion to someone who doesn't have it and the understanding you get it back and you say, oh, thanks very much, I'll make it happen?
Uh-huh. It's a good question. The question is, right, Rabbi Yitzchak's asking, if I lend you my lulav, knowing that I want you to lend me my lulav back, right, on the first day, I'm giving to you as a gift, but you better give it back to me. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to first be yotzi yourself, and then give it to him as a gift, because then you don't really need it back. You don't really need it. Well, you may need it back for tomorrow. Exactly. Same thing. Selling the chametz. I'm going to sell the chametz to the guy, and he goes and takes it. Yeah, it's got to be a real sale. It's got to be a real sale. It can't be wink, wink, I want the sale back. So, now again, I pointed out before that the Rashba says in Ksubas that maybe these two reasons would be enough kamina, whether Rabbi Yosef's arguing only on case three or even on the other cases, because the first reason was, what was Rabbi Yochanan's reason? That we're afraid that because Hefker, really, Rabbi Yochanan held, Hefker is not really Hefker yet. When I make something Hefker, it doesn't go into the other guy's, it's just until the other guy gets it. That logic only works for case number three. That doesn't work by case. If I give it a gift to somebody else, and then somebody else owns it, right? In case number two. So then Rabbi Yochanan only on case number three. But if you say the second logically, why that is a gzeir, maybe it looks like Beis Chorin. Well, then maybe if Avi swore not to get it better for me, and I give it to Shlomo Dov and say, I'm giving it to you as a gift, so that you should give it to Avi. So then maybe the gzeir wouldn't apply in that case. I don't know. No, the Beis Chorin would apply, but in the case of the Hefker situation, wouldn't apply. So maybe that would be a difference. Okay, Rabbi, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Couple of short daffim coming up. Very short daffim. The next couple of daffim are very short. Very short. Whoa.
Yeah.
One line daffim.
We'll finish the...